You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio, Hawaii Talks. This is Catherine Cruz. Our economic recovery is still on shaky ground. Local businesses are struggling to stay afloat. This week, companies share their experiences as part of a panel hosted by ProService Hawaii. It provides human resource services to local businesses, including Hawaii Public Radio. The conversation focused on what Hawaii businesses need to recover right now. The panel included Monica Taguchi Ryan, the president and owner of Highway Inn. In a heartfelt video released last month, she laid out everything her business has done to stay afloat while following government protocols. There's nothing more we can do to survive this, she said. During the panel, the business panel, she said it's been an unfair recession. HPR's news director, Bill Dorman, moderated the discussion.
Monica, you are right in the trenches of face-to-face customer service, running your business with really shifting rules and guidelines over time. How do you start to look at this discussion?
So I think so many of us are suffering from COVID fatigue. I've mentioned, you know, we've had our daily lives so inconvenienced. And the restaurant industry in particular has been impacted. And I think it's been an unfair type of recession that we're going through right now. It's mainly, customer facing types of businesses that have been profoundly affected by COVID. And then there are some segments that are doing particularly well as a result of the pandemic. For those of you who have watched the video, I want to give a shout out to Nancy Nino, who's out there. She's been a behind the scenes woman trying to get these stories out of variety types of small businesses and our struggles. And I was able to share that the top three things, at least, and I think they're pretty general across the board, regardless of what industry you might be in. But for Highway Inn in particular, I talked about government relief as being the number one thing that we need. And fortunately, recently, Mayor Caldwell, through the CARES Act, recently announced that there's a $75 million program for small businesses to be able to apply to. But also the second round of PPP, we were hoping to receive by now. I already knew back then after the first round of PPP that if we did not get a second round around this time in October, there will be a lot more businesses who will fail, because the situation with the pandemic is that it's been very unfair for businesses where we've had to suffer the mandates of government, but it hasn't really rippled upstream. For example, and I want to put this out there that we have two locations, one obviously at SALT at Arkakaka with Kamehameha Schools, and the other in Waipahu, and then we have a small satellite with the Bishop Museum. And Kamehameha Schools, and Michael would be very happy to hear this, Kamehameha Schools has been just a wonderful partner to be tenants of from the very beginning. They immediately recognized that they needed to support their tenants in every possible way. And so we've been very fortunate being a tenant of Kamehameha Schools, who's largely pretty much self-funded, if I can go and say that, Micah, unlike some other entities who have mortgages themselves. We've had far more flexibility having KSVE as a landlord. In Waipahu, it's a little bit, it's a different story. We have a landlord there. He's been very helpful in terms of allowing us to pay less than the full amount, but there is an expectation that we are going to pay back what we haven't paid back. So the government relief would be very helpful in these instances. And then the second thing is debt restructuring with our local financial institutions. Now, we've been running a 10-year streak. There's been a lot of profits made, and obviously no one wants to lose money. But at this point, you know, what do financial institutions, what are they willing to suffer in terms of loan losses or debt restructuring, making less money so that businesses can be helped out and survive? And I'll put this scenario out there, is that Highway Inn employs about 120 employees. Our payroll runs about $2.5 million. What is a better use of government monies or helping the economy, helping businesses like Highway Inn to survive? Would we rather have the state support a $2.5 million payroll, as well as all the monies that we pay to our vendors, millions of dollars every year, the monies that we collect in general excise tax to our treasury, to federal taxes that help to pay for things like the CARES Act? So, you know, it just makes better sense to be preventive. And that basically means that everybody has to give a little. And so that, and then the last, you know, so the three things is government relief, debt restructuring with our financial institutions, and landlord relief. And we've been fortunate with our Kaka'ako property. And these are basically long-term costs for businesses. So, you know, I know the title is what do we need to recover? But right now I feel like it's what do we need to just survive? Because if we don't get some of these responses, we won't be able to survive when things do get better.
And Pro Services' Ben Godsey added his thoughts about landlords.
I don't think anybody ever looked at a lease thinking about a situation that might remotely look like what we're going through. And so no renter has negotiated a position to say, what would happen if COVID makes it so I don't even go in my office building for X number of months, or I can't get any revenue from my location? And so it's a strange situation to really be at the, I'd say, the will and the whim of the landlord for whether or not they want to take the perspective that Monica said, which is, hey, can we look at this for the long term and say we're going to all be better off if we're just surviving and still here? You know, and kind of, you know, we're definitely suffering, right? And you know, and so, like, not landlords take all the hit, you know, or businesses take all the hit, you know, or you know, renters take all the hit. But you know, how is there, you know, a better framework for, you know, for solutioning there? And Pro Service doesn't have nearly as many locations as some businesses, but we've got them on all islands. And every single one of our discussions with our landlords over the past, you know, in this year about the impact of this has been very different. It really, you know, it's like, it's very much landlord to landlord. And it's, you know, and there's not much you're hearing about best, at least that I'm finding. I'm having to go dig for best practices. Hey, what's, you know, like, everybody wants to find what's fair.
And Paul Kosasa of ABC Stores weighed in on having multiple locations.
Yeah, every landlord is different. And my experience is that if I'm able to talk on the phone or on Zoom with the ownership, the landlord, there's shared sacrifice. We usually come to a agreement that, okay, they'll take some reduction. They'll take a hit and we'll, you know, pay less. But then there are some very large landlords, which I don't have access to, where they demand rent, and Waikiki is very expensive. And then I do a little research on this one particular landlord, and they're a $40 billion investment fund. And so, you know, I'm one tenant of many, right, in this complex. So, and I'm unable to talk to the ownership. So, And so that's the unfairness part of it, I think, that Monica's brought up, that if I'm able to talk to them and we all agree that, okay, you know, we can help you, I will help you, we'll take a hit too, then I think it's the survival time frame gets longer. But until we have this block, then, yeah, there are going to be more businesses. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be more businesses that are going to fail permanently. It's unfortunate, but I think that's the reality that we're in right now.
You have been listening to highlights from a business panel webinar from Pro Service Hawaii, which provides HR services to local companies, including HPR. You can listen to the full discussion online. Visit hawaiipublicradio.org.